770 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. We are getting closer to spring. Hey, 34 days to spring. It's March 20th. Daylight savings time, 28 days, March 14th. And if you're looking to see some beautiful gardens, right on your calendar, July 17th is the Kennebunk Garden Tour. And you'll get to see my yard, and I think you'll get some good ideas out of it, too. So if we can help you, the number to call right now, 800-259-9231. And if you like gardening and you want to get more information and more advice, sign up for my email newsletter. Now, this is free. Go to www.paulparent.com. When the front page comes up, look at the very bottom. You may have to scroll down a little bit, but put in your email address, and every Thursday you will get a newsletter. It'll be four stories. There'll be a lot of great information on it. This week we did how to grow blueberries, high bush and low bush strawberries, blueberries, I'm sorry. We did a story on the hawthorn, and this is a great flowering tree. Clusters of white flowers, red fruit, red fall color, and if you put them in a row, you can create a hedge that nobody will walk through because the tree is loaded with 2-inch thorns. So it's a nice way to put up a privacy hedge without putting up a fence. And we talk about carrier. Carrier is a flowering plant. It's an old heirloom type flowering plant. Yellow blooms that bloom when the forsythia finishes for about 6 weeks will also grow in the shade. So if you've got a wooded area and you want to put a little bit of color, before it was mostly rhododendron and mountain laurel, but carrier will bloom for you early in the year before the mountain laurel and the rhododendrons bloom, and it's bright yellow. So it almost lights up those dark areas on your property. Four different stories. Next week, I think we're going to do raspberries. Tell you how to grow and prune and clean and feed and so forth. Plus a lot of other things. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Peter on the line who's got a problem with a Christmas cactus.
Okay, Peter, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul, and thank you very much for taking my call. I enjoy your show very, very much.
Thank you.
Here's my problem. I've got an older Christmas cactus that flowered this Christmas and is doing fine. And all of a sudden, I guess the fronds is the proper term. I don't know. The leaves look as if I haven't watered it in a coon's age and are dropping off. What am I doing wrong?
So the actual branches are kind of like shriveling?
Correct.
Okay, what I want you to do is this. Put down some newspaper on your kitchen table and see if you can pull the plant out of the pot. And I want you to examine the root system. Normally, when you get shriveling like that, the plant is either too wet or it's bone dry.
Okay.
What is the timing for you to water? Do you set a schedule? Do you feel the soil before you water?
Yes, to both, and normally I water like every 2 weeks or something like that. It could be 3 weeks.
Okay. Then how about repotting? When was it repotted last?
Lord only knows. So that's probably a need.
Yeah. See, and that's why I want you to see if you can pull it out of that pot. So what you would do, have somebody help you if it's a good-sized plant. Turn the plant upside down and then kind of with your fists hit the side of the pot and the bottom of the pot to see if you can free it from the container that it's in now. And if it comes out and it's just a solid ball of roots, that's a signal that it probably does need to be repotted. It's almost like the root system with age will eat the soil. And when you look at the pot, there's hardly any soil left. It's just roots. So, and if you haven't done it in many, many years, that would definitely help the plant. Now, when you select a pot for repotting your Christmas cactus, your garden centers will sell pots, and they're in two forms. They're in one form that's called a standard pot, which is a fairly tall growing container. And then they have the azalea series of pots, which are shorter. You don't need any depth because the root system of your Christmas cactus can grow in the azalea pots, which are shorter in height, and do much, much better. You don't need these really tall, tall things. So a short, stubby pot that's a couple of inches wider, and you'll be in terrific shape. And then once it's repotted, you know, firm that soil all the way around the edges, give it a good drink, and use a fertilizer like Osmocote. Osmocote is like a little pellet. It feeds your plants for up to 6 months. And every time you water it, it gets fed. A lot of the orchid growers, that's what they use because they're watering often. And every time you water, your Christmas cactus will get a good shot of fertilizer. So try that. And I know you're going to have good results with it. Thank you so much, Peter. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Andrea on the line who's calling about an arborvitae and also about wisteria.
Okay, Andrea, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have a row of emerald green arborvitae, about 30 of them, and 5 of them are turning sort of a rust color, and they're in a very wet area, particularly in the spring. There's a lot of standing water. And I think they're dying, and I was wondering what I could replace them with. What would be a good bush that is sort of a privacy bush that likes a lot of water? And also, I have a lovely Chinese wisteria that will not bloom. Very healthy, very pretty, green, but won't bloom.
Yeah, wisteria, it's really a tough plant. How long has it been there?
The wisteria is about 3 years old.
3 years old. Now, when you bought it, was it a small vine or was it a tree? It was very small. Okay.
Yeah, just a little tiny. The trunk is about probably an inch wide, but it's winding its way. It's beautiful, very pretty, but no flowers.
Okay. Wisteria, when you plant it from a nursery, will take anywhere from 3 to 5 years and sometimes even longer.
Oh, really?
The thing that you have to say to yourself is, you need to get a thicker diameter to the stem to make it flower. So what you'll need to do is normally the wisteria will bloom around Mother's Day in May. And when I worked at a nursery in Scituate, Massachusetts, we had the most beautiful wisteria tree. It almost killed me one day when I drove by and the boss cut it down. Just wanted to put in a fish pond.
Oh, no.
Just about killed me. But this tree I had trained. I was there 18 years, and I took care of this thing like it was my own. And what I got used to was the week of the 4th of July, I would remove 80% of the new growth that the plant made. And what happened is the plant was still going to grow during July and August. Instead of getting longer and turning into a real wicked vine, the stem grew larger in diameter. And because it grew larger in diameter, it was able to support the flowers. So write down on your calendar, 4th of July, cut it back. The other thing that you want to do is to feed it with the mycorrhiza or a phosphorus-type fertilizer. The other thing that you want to do when you feed it in July is I want you to take a shovel, come out about 3 feet from the main plant, jump on the shovel, and cut a circle all the way around the plant. If it's up a building, then you can only cut a half a circle, but it's called root pruning. Mm-hmm. And that really helps a great deal. So jump on the shovel, get it as far into the ground as possible, push the handle forward, and then pull it back to kind of open up a little slit in the ground. Drop in some mycorrhiza fertilizer or some phosphorus-type fertilizer, and you'll see that that is going to help it. For your wet spots, Canadian hemlock will tolerate some wet soils, but what I would do is to get a liquid gypsum, and your nurseries will carry it. The name of the company is Soil Logic. And the liquid gypsum will open up the clay to improve the drainage, and that will help to get rid of the excess water. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and a special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome to the Paul Pink Garden Club. Remember, 18th through the 21st, the Rhode Island Flower Show, right off of Route 95. Just get off at exit 22. You'll be right in downtown Providence. And as you come off the ramp, you're going to see on your right a great big arena. It's where the Providence Bruins play. That's where it's being held, right in that area. Lots of parking, great city for walking around, big shopping mall right in the same area, too. So if you want to spend a nice day, start thinking about that. And remember, today also is the last day of the Orchid Show, and that's in Nashua at the Radisson Hotel. Go up Route 3 North, exit number 1 when you cross the border from Massachusetts to New Hampshire, and it runs until 4 o'clock today. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Alzada on the line who's calling about an orchid.
Alzada, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I know next to nothing about orchids, and my husband bought me a Phalaenopsis orchid for Valentine's Day. It's purple in color with little speckles on it. And
yeah,
all I know is that it likes humidity and you can't overwater it. I haven't put a tray of gravel underneath yet. I've got to get the gravel. But I have it in an inverted saucer in a shallow clay saucer. And I put a little bit of water, not that it touches the pot. And I found a couple of mealy bugs on it a couple of days ago when I touched it with alcohol, hoping I didn't kill the plant. I wonder if you can enlighten me. You are the one who encouraged me to buy the orchid, in fact.
Yeah. Well, he did good. He picked the easiest orchid for you to grow. The Phalaenopsis is really, really easy, and it's something that you will enjoy. And the thing that's nice about this particular orchid, unlike all the other really fancy ones. The Phalaenopsis, if there's three or four buds on that stem that haven't opened yet, expect that orchid to bloom anywhere from 2 to 4 months. So they bloom a long, long time. Now, what I do with my orchids is I put a tablespoon of Osmocote fertilizer in each container, because some of the orchids are in little chunks of bark. Some of the orchids have bark and sphagnum peat moss in it. And what I do is once a week, I take the orchid, I put it in my kitchen sink, I run water so that I try and get the wood chips really, really wet. The ones that have sphagnum moss, I run it in, I fill that container with water, I let it air dry, and then I put it back where the orchid originally is being placed. But the ones that have pieces of bark, I'll put it in the sink, and I'll let the hose on like a slow drip, but almost like a stream about the size of a pencil. Mm-hmm. And I let it run for 2 or 3 minutes to really get that bark nice and wet. And then that's it. Now, when you get insects, if you use a rubbing alcohol, that's perfect. Just put it on the end of a Q-tip, yeah. Dip it in a rubbing alcohol, rub where that mealybug is, and, you know, just twist that Q-tip as you do, and that will pick up that mealybug. And usually you'll clean them up pretty good. They don't have many insects. They'll get scale, they'll get mealybugs, but using this Q-tip method will work very, very well.
Another thing, and Paul, then, I've noticed a couple of extensions from the base of the plant, and I don't know if they're supposed to be roots or something I should be pinching off.
Okay, those are roots. Let them come out. They'll grow across the surface of your pot and then actually grow down the side of your pot. See, orchids in nature live in trees. Most of them live in crotches or on branches of trees. Very few live on the ground. So it's just doing its own thing. And then when the threat of frost is over, put it outside where it gets shade. And they'll bloom outdoors in the shade. And that temperature change will help them to rebud and flower next fall.
Grow nursery quality plants with Jiffy brand potting mixes, the same formulations used by the pros. Jiffy brand potting mixes prevent soil compaction, promote better water and oxygen distribution, and build healthy roots for beautiful results. Simple to use, too. Just open the bag and pour. Ask for the Jiffy brand at lawn and garden retailers everywhere. Don't forget all of the many other Jiffy gardening products, too, including Jiffy seed starting trays and greenhouses, plus Jiffy 7 peat pellets and Jiffy peat pots. And Jiffy seed starting mix is the best in the business. For guaranteed seed starting success, be sure to use America's number one brand of flower, vegetable, and herb seeds, the Ferry Morse seed brand, with all Jiffy products. Remember, successful gardens are created with successful products. Choose Jiffy potting mixes and Ferry Morse seeds for premium results this spring and summer. For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Jared, let's go right to those phone lines. Who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Steve on the line. Steve's got some questions about restoring an apple orchard.
Okay, Steve, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Paul, good morning. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
Good, Paul. Listen, Paul, I have a camp up in Vermont, and that what came with the camp was a beautiful, in the backyard, an apple orchard, but it's an older orchard. And all the trees are up there in age, and they're high in height, and there's cavities where maybe, I don't know, animals might have lived in and stuff, and there's a lot of growth in between the branches, so it needs to breathe. And I'm just wondering, there's wild apple trees, which I heard the definition of that, and I wanted to clarify that with you. Is that the seeds that are grown through animal feces?
Well, I mean, everything is spread that way. Birds will eat berries, and it goes through their system and, you know, begins to grow. But, I mean, as far as having a problem with diseases, well, that, I mean, that animal manure is long, long, long gone. So don't worry about that.
Paul, well, I want to, because there's Macintosh and there's Red Delicious and there's also like an August apple tree in there. And those come once in a while. The wild apples come every year. And those other ones come like I might see them every other year or so. But, Paul, I want to restore the orchard and put it back to a beautiful little apple orchard. You can drive a truck in between the trees. It's like 100 feet in between all the trees to drive a pickup truck. So I want to drive with my gear and be able to restore the orchard again.
Yeah. The first thing that you're going to need to do, Steve, is you're going to need to know how to prune these trees, and that's going to help a great deal. You need to get anything that's dead, anything that's broken out of there, and you've got to open it up to let the air flow. If a tree hasn't been taken care of, it's grown and grown and grown. It's gotten more and more dense. And with a fruit tree, if you don't allow the air to pass through it, you're more likely to have disease-type apples that, you know, they look good on the tree, then you go to bite into them, and they're all full of spots and diseases in them. So they're not really usable. So the first thing you got to do is you need to bring them down so that you can spray them correctly to grow a crop. And you need to learn how to prune them. I don't have the book right in front of me, but if you send me an email, my email is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner, all one word, roadrunner.com. I'll give you a name of a book. And I just love this book. I read it all the time. It's written by a woman who is the third or fourth or fifth generation grower of a massive orchard in the middle part of the country. And in the book, it tells you exactly when, how to prune your tree, what to feed them, what to spray them. And, I mean, it's very, very good. It's written in English so that you can understand what it says. Sometimes you get some gardening books and you can't even understand what it says. They make it so technical. But this is written so that you can understand it. So send me an email, and then I will give you the title, and you can order it on Amazon or someplace like that. And it's very, very good. And because that's what you got to do. You've got to bring it down so that you can work at it. You got to take care of the grass around it, you know, keep it mowed. You've got to feed the trees, and that would be a very important part. And what I would do is I would get a fertilizer that has mycorrhiza to help rebuild the root system of that plant. And Espoma, the people that make Hollytone, they have something called tree tone, and you could use that. That contains a mycorrhiza, and it will help to give you a much better quality tree. But first step, prune, shape, condition the tree, feed it, and then you've got to put together a spraying program. But the main thing right now is don't worry about the spraying. Let's get the trees under control first. Send me the email, Paul Parent, pparent at roadrunner.com. I'll get you the name of the book, the author, and all that, and we'll take it from there. Thank you, Steve. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Joe on the line. Joe's got a question about Messenger.
Okay. Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. I have a couple of questions for you, okay? The first one, yep. What's going to replace Messenger? I think you said that they're not going to manufacture that anymore.
No. Messenger is being made for farmers, and they decided that they would try it for the home and garden. And the only place that they really promoted it was in New England. And in New England, it sold great. And, I mean, it really is a good, good product. But they're no longer making it available in little packets for the homeowner. Commercially, you can still buy it, but I wouldn't even know where to look for it.
I bought it in Massachusetts, you know. But yep. I guess they won't have it anymore. But is there going to be something that's going to replace that?
They've got some new products coming out. For the springtime, and I'm getting ready to put all this information together for you. But, for example, one of the companies, the company that makes Wet and Forget. Now, this is a company from New Zealand, Australia, and they have this Wet and Forget that you spray to kill, mold and mildew on the outside, on the roof, the side of the buildings, on decks, walkways. And it's totally organic, totally natural. They have two new products this spring. One of them is called Trifid, and it's something that's going to work very, very similar to Messenger. But they have two products. One of them you apply to prevent diseases, and the other one is a growth hormone to speed up the growth of the plant. And again, once we get into March, which is only a couple weeks away, I'm going to have all of this information in our email newsletter. So if you go to your go to your computer, punch in paulparent.com. When the front page comes up at the very bottom, put in your email address. And every single Thursday, you will have four articles about gardening that I write myself. Excuse me. And there'll be a lot of information about the new products in there. But one of the companies is the Wet and Forget, and they have an organic fungicide that's liquid that you apply to your plants, and it will control an awful lot of diseases. But I'll have all that together in the next couple of weeks. Thank you, Joe. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Barbara on the line, who's got some questions about starting vegetables in the house.
Okay. Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello.
Hi.
Seeing if there's anything I can start now.
For flowers or for vegetables?
Vegetables. I guess
for vegetables. Okay. Well, if you want to start flowers in the house, pansies, Johnny Jump Ups, violas can be started during February. Everything else you want to wait a little bit. For vegetables, at this time of the year, you can start things like eggplant. That takes a long time to come. You can start broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, kale. And the reason is these plants are going to go out in your garden in early April. So broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, onions. You want to start onions by seed right now. And what's really kind of neat, when your onions get up to be about 3 inches tall, take a pair of scissors and take an inch and a half of the top right off of your plant, collect those pieces, throw them in your tossed salad, and that will make the onion grow into a bulb that when you transplant it will get a real head start. So your entire family of onions, which are your white, your yellow, your red onions by seed, you can start in pots, garlic. You can start by seed leeks and, oh, what's that other onion? I can't think now. Shallots. So any of the onion family you can start now. And then all of your cold weather crop. Also celery can be started at this time of the year. So there's a good list. Now, the thing that you want to do, get yourself a seed tray that's brand new or sterilized. And if you've got some from last year, what you do is take your sink and fill your sink about three quarters full of water. Make sure you get most of the sand and soil off of your containers that you're going to be using. And put about a cup of Clorox in it and mix it all up. And then when you put your containers in the Clorox water and you just scrub them a little bit, the Clorox will kill any diseases or eggs of insects that may be attached to it. And that way you start off with something that's sterile, okay? Use an artificial soil to start these seeds. And Jiffy, they have been making soil, I don't know how long, but ever since I've been gardening. And it's a very, very lightweight, fine medium, and it grows beautiful, beautiful seeds. And you want to try and keep it warm. And then once the seeds begin to grow, make sure they get plenty of light and spin the plant every day. So if you see they're growing towards the window, take that tray and turn it the opposite direction so that they're now facing into the house. And within an hour or two, you'll actually start to see them move towards the window. That way they don't stretch as much. Once they start to be an inch in height, try and cool them down. You don't want them to grow fast, okay? But give them plenty of light and don't feed until the second set of leaves form. The first set that develops on your plant are not real leaves. They are like a little picnic basket full of food. It's on the plant to feed it in the early stages. Your second set of leaves that become visible are really true leaves. The first ones are food stored in the foliage of that plant, and once that food is gone, they'll just kind of shrivel and fall apart. But start thinking about the season. Again, we're only 34 days to spring. Onions, celery, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, kale can all be started now, and also lettuce. And if you've got a nice big window, plant some peas, and you can pick them early right in your container. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Have you ever made compost in the backyard? It's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price code. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Club 800-259-9231, and now with a weekly newsletter. So just go to paulparent.com, and it's spelled P-A-R-E-N-T.com, and every Thursday you will get an email newsletter in your computer. You can read it and then delete it, or you can even print it and save it for the future. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Mike on the line, who's calling about his peach trees.
Mike, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Good in yourself.
Pretty good. Hanging in there.
Good.
A couple of years ago, I found a couple of peach trees grown in my compost pile from seed. So I took them out and I planted them. That was two years ago. And I was wondering what kind of luck I might have with them.
Oh, you should have good luck. Most likely they're going to be standard trees, so they'll get up around 25 feet. The thing you want to do is, now that it's young, you want to do a little bit of pruning here and there to try and encourage it to produce more branches and to give you a nice looking shape. So if you see that one side is really growing crazy, prune it back a little bit to make it branch out.
There's a lot of branches. There's so many branches on it now.
Okay. Well, then what you want to do is you want to thin them, because you don't want it to be a solid mass of branches. You want it to be open so that the sunlight can get to the middle of the tree to help to ripen the fruit. So any skinny branches, take those right out, first of all. Any branches that are crisscrossing from north to south and south to north and they're rubbing, you want to get rid of one of those. So just open it up. Take your time. Take a pair of pruners. Cut off three or four branches. Walk around the tree. Prune off another two or three branches. But anything that's growing straight up, prune it back. Anything that's rubbing on another branch, save the best-looking branches. Anything that's skinny, that really doesn't seem to have the amount of energy, do that too. And then if there's branches that seem to be growing real, real fast, cut those back so that the other part of the tree can catch up to it. Feed it with a general-purpose fertilizer like Tree Tone from Espoma. That also has Mycorrhiza, and that will help to give you a much better root system. But this is the time. And if you get a day where the temperatures are 40 degrees, go out there, do a little bit of pruning, and then bring the branches inside, because some of those branches will probably have flower buds on them, and they'll bloom for you in a big vase of water. Do that, you'll be in good shape. Jared, can we get one more in? I think so.
I think so. We have Ann on the line who's looking to get rid of some English ivy and put in a lawn.
Okay. Ann, good morning. What's
good morning,
happening
Paul.
With English
Thank
ivy?
Thank you for taking my call.
Tell me what's happening.
How do I get rid of a yard of English ivy in order to put in a lawn?
So you want to pull everything out?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, the easiest would just be to go out there and just pull on it and dig it out. But what I would do is, if you have neighbors or friends, I would give them a call and say, okay, next Saturday and Sunday, we're going to pull all these plants out. If you want some for your yard to use as ground covers, come and help me pull it out, and whatever you pull is yours. You won't believe how many friends will come to your house to get the English ivy. I mean, it's a great plant for a ground cover, but if you want to grow grass, it has to come out, because it is a broad leaf plant. It's very aggressive, it's very strong, and it will choke out the grass. And you don't want the grass and the English ivy growing together. It just won't look very good. But I would dig it up, I would clean it. And again, have your friends and neighbors come over. They'll be thrilled to get this. And then just grade the ground, put down your grass seed. And if any ivy resprouts, once the grass has been mowed at least three times, then you can use like a ready-to-use broadleaf weed killer, and you can just spray it on the leaf, and that will kill the root system. Have a great week, everybody. Remember, the Orchid Show, today's the last day. The Flower Show in Rhode Island is next week. Have a great week.